Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. The Cecil B. Moore mural in North Philadelphia has been vandalized. The mural reads husband, father, lawyer, activist, soldier, and man of the people. But as KYW Charlotte Reese tells us, somebody added an expletive and a hateful slur and with an arrow pointing towards Cecil B. Moore.
Neighbors were shocked, including Karen Aspen Jordan with the Cecil B. Moore Philadelphia Freedom Fighters.
Like I heard someone say, oh yes, Black History Month. That was the same thought that was going through my mind. But people have become emboldened. They have become emboldened in this country, in this city.
Aspen Jordan says she remembers seeing Moore as a young kid growing up in North Philly.
Anyone with information should contact Philadelphia Police. Now that officials in Pennsylvania have announced they're suing e-cigarette manufacturer Juul for using illegal practices to get young people addicted. As KYW's Justin Uda reports, experts now want parents to know the battle against e-cigarettes is bigger than just a court case, and they need to properly arm themselves to help keep their kids tobacco-free.
30% of minors across the U.S. tried vaping last year, according to Commonwealth officials who say they're trying to get a handle on the situation.
Now is really the time to look forward and kind of focus on solutions. And for parents, they need to know that the landscape of vaping is rapidly changing.
Christine Storm with Karen Treatment Centers in Philadelphia says there are some signs parents should look for or keep in mind when it comes to figuring out if you're child is using e-cigarettes.
This includes an increased need for money, acting more secretive, locking their bedroom door, unexplained sweet scents coming from vape juices. She says if you do find out your child is vaping, there are a number of cessation programs you can find out about on KYWNewsRadio.com. A police investigation is underway after a pony at a Wilmington Equestrian Center was found with cords tied around her back legs and unable to walk. KYW's John McDevitt tells us a pony named Sierra used to teach children how to ride at the Carousel Park and Equestrian Center and was found with cords tied to her back ankles, apparently cutting off the blood circulation.
In a video posted to Facebook, Equestrian Director Mary Devine says staff members became aware that something was wrong when the pony wouldn't come to eat. That's when the cords were noticed.
She wasn't getting any blood to her hoof. And if that wasn't recognized, then that lameness could have become permanent. It could even result in her death.
Sierra is now in stall rest and may need physical therapy.
Another pony named Tegan had something similar done to her back in September. A rope was tied to one of her legs. She's since recovered. Now, there is surveillance video showing an unidentified man on the property the night before the rope was found tied to Tegan. If you have any information on the Newcastle County Police, want to hear from you. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's plan to divert millions of dollars earmarked for the horse racing industry isn't sitting too well with some Chester County farmers. Wolf says he'd rather bet on the people than horses, so he wants to divert more than $200 million of slots revenue that's supposed to go to the Racehorse Development Fund to a new scholarship for eligible students at state-run schools, including Millersville and Westchester. Heather Hunter and her husband breed horses in Westgrove, Chester County, and she says not only do horse farmers rely on that fund, but also
our trainers, our grooms, the blacksmiths, the vets, the track workers, the restaurants at the tracks and their workers. We're not going to have open space if farmers are going out of business and all these horse farms are going out of business and need to sell their farms. They're going to go into development.
Industry advocates also say the governor has no rights to the cash, as they say it's not tax revenue. Instead, it goes straight to the Racehorse Development Fund based on an agreement made during the initial gambling expansion in Pennsylvania in the mid-2000s. Some Montgomery County firefighters got a rare hands-on chance to battle fires at an 8-home complex in Upper Dublin. As KYW Sadas Kuznets reports, the controlled fires were deliberately set, was part of a rare planned live training event.
Former Fire Chief Eric Clausen says in over 2 decades of firefighting, he's never gotten a chance to just practice his firefighting skills on a row of buildings slated for demolition.
It's a very rare opportunity.
Matthew Chiodo, who completed his firefighter training in November, says this experience is helping him get a better grasp of his equipment.
This tick allows you to see through the smoke and see where the gases are, see where the heat is. And so I was able to understand that camera a little bit more.
Due to all of the regulations, the live training took months to organize. Clausen says about 40 firefighters participated. They had second alarmers, North Penn Goodwill, and the Gladwin Fire Department on standby. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.